Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is Blind and Beyond, and this is your host, Michael. Glad you're aboard. Glad you came on listening. The phone number to call in, which I certainly hope you do, 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in, which I hope you do. And before we go any further, let me introduce the players tonight. Oh, yeah, we got some players. To my right, my co-host, the fabulous, she is my fabulous one, my lovely wife, Lynn Golder, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, well, we call her Miss Gorgeous, Miss Sheila Young, co-host.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Today is June 23rd. Hard to believe this month is almost over.
And sitting next to Miss Sheila Young, we have, listen to this one, a guest. His name is Sam the Man Adler. Sam the Man Adler, are you there?
Yes, I am.
He
Hi, everyone.
He's the account manager for Unionware.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be
You're
here.
You're quite welcome. And behind the scenes, which Sheila and I can't see, of course, behind the glass, we have a young man. He happens to be the producer and the engineer. Chris Shaw, you there?
You know I'm right here. How are you doing?
Great. Googa booga. And to his, I don't know if it's to your left or right, sitting next to you.
His left.
Is Charlotte, our fabulous person who answers the phones and be nice to when you call in. Sheila, you there? I mean, not Sheila. I'm losing
Charlotte,
my mind already.
I don't hear her.
We're talking about Charlotte. Charlotte, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Charlotte. Sounds
she's,
so adorable.
She's melting back there with Chris.
When did you come? When did she become Sheila too?
Sheila one and Sheila two.
So, folks, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, listen, folks, I want to before we get started, I want to thank everyone so far. In our first week, we mentioned last week it was going to be 8 weeks. Well, we went through the first week of our fundraising here. So those folks are on board. I certainly appreciated all you folks giving last week. We had 7 more weeks. And to go over again, in case you forgot what we're doing here, we're fundraising to help us grow and help us do certain things. You have to remember something, folks. Well, this is a non-profit radio show. This is what we call, it's a, what do you want to call this, Sheila? It's non-profit, right? It's a non-profit radio show, right?
Correct.
Correct. So, yes, we have advertisers who pay, and that helps us keep on the air, because without the advertising, we're off the air. But also, we need to do other things, and that's what we're trying to do from you. And that's why we need help of our listeners. We certainly need your help, and we love people last week who came through last week, and we certainly would like you if you come through too. So let me go over what the situation is. For $50 on a raffle, and we raffle that off once every three. Every three people, we raffle the following. And here's what we're doing. For $50 donation, you get a shot at $75 gift card from Maxi AIDS Catalog House. You get a $20 gift card from Olive Garden restaurants.
Thank you.
And you get some delicious white cane coffee among that too. So that's the $50. The $100 one, you get your shot at a free cruise. That's right, for two people going on a cruise. And I said to you last week, I'll know more next week where you're going. It's going to be for 4 days. And you're going to be going either to the Bahamas or to Jamaica. I'm not sure which. I'll know next week where. So the shot at $100 on a cruise. And last week it was so generous. Three people themselves donated $100 and also $50. So they were on both, the $100 and the $50 raffle. The $50 raffle is one every three. One every three we raffle. And the ship right now is 1 out of 15. 1 out of 15. So when we get to 15 on August, by even we get to 15, we're gonna, right, Sheila? We talked about August the 4th. That we'll do the raffle on August the 4th.
Yep.
So whether we have two raffles going at the same time on the two ships, if we get 30 people, we'll do two raffles at the same time on August the 4th. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, Michael, I think we had enough to do another three drawing from last Sunday.
No, just two.
Talk about it off the air.
Yeah, well, two.
Yeah.
Yep. So the phone number to call in is, by the way, if you want to go to our webpage and it says donate, you're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. If you want to call in and please donate, please feel free. The phone number here is 407-894.
No.
What? 894?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're confusing me.
No, I was thinking of Lighthouse, 898, and going, oh, no, it's 894.
I said 407.
The heat is getting to me. I'm sorry.
To this. Now everybody's coming down.
I was thinking of Lighthouse Central.
407-894-1680.
Can I please do my shout-outs before we go to break?
In a second. Let me say that again. 407-894-1680. I hope you'll donate. We need your help. We certainly need your help. And those people who love the show, well, hope you'll donate something, the 50 or 100, and maybe you'll win something. We're doing the, giving you basically gifts because that was something that we say thank you. But the point is, it's all about helping your radio show grow. We need your help. Don't forget, we're a nonprofit radio show. There's no profit here. Comes in, we spend it, and that's what we're supposed to do. So the point is, we need your help to grow. So yes, we have a lot of advertisers who help us to stay on the air. But in order to grow, we need your help. So please donate something. Certainly appreciate it. What, Lynn?
You ready for your shout-outs?
Yes, do shout-outs.
We have a lot. That's why I'd like to get them in before the break. First of all, I'd like to shout-out to Sergio Baggi out there in San Francisco, California. Shout-out to Ruth in Baltimore. Chris and Taylor at the Center for the Visually Impaired in Daytona. Sam and Ann at Dots, that's D-O-T-Z, Dots Cafe in St. Augustine. And Emily, Anthony, and Cassie in St. Augustine.
At some place, Dots. I was there.
Yeah. It looked really cute. I looked at it online. Do you have any shout-outs, Sam?
Shout-out. I do. I'm going to give a shout-out to my wife, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Lucy. Last week was her 26th marriage anniversary.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I love my wife. I love Lucy. She's so pretty. So I want to shout-out to her.
Well, Hold on. I'm sorry. You said last week was her?
Oh, our
okay.
anniversary. I thought I heard you just say her. Like, what? You excluded yourself?
I would have been in trouble if I did that.
You can give him one of those sound effects, too.
Yeah, give me a...
I got
it. It's the heat. How about you, Sheila? Any shout-outs?
No, not really.
Okay.
I want to thank, last week, Eugene. I want to thank...
Betty.
Huh?
Betty. And Sheila.
Gary. Tell me everybody again.
They have my list inside. Yeah. Carolyn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Carolyn. Yeah.
And Kelly.
Kelly. Absolutely. Kelly. Don't forget Kelly. Yep. Kelly James. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else?
Chris, you have the list of the people.
Beverly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we come back from break, I'll re-get.
But we're going to break.
Yeah, we're going to break now. We'll be ready for our first guest caller.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Do we all agree, Lynn? Do we all agree now?
We sure do.
I hope
do.
So. Sheila, we all agree on the phone number? 407-894-1680. Folks, let me clarify something on this drawing. Very important. On the $100 one, which I hope you give, it's a free trip involved going on a cruise line. So one out of 15. And I believe we have seven so far that gave 100 from last week. Now, that's going to drawing is going to be August the 4th. Now, everybody who gives the next, this show and next show gets free coffee. So when you give, everybody's going to get free coffee. We're going to have free coffee to everybody who pledges tonight, tomorrow, and next week. You get free coffee. Some nice coffee from White Cane Coffee.
Okay.
We have a caller on the line right now.
Sir, we do. It's our good friend Keith from Winter Garden.
Hi, Keith. How you doing, Keith?
Hi, Keith. How you doing? Hey, I haven't talked to y'all in so long.
No, bring your radio down for me, Keith.
It's been a long time, Keith.
Michael hadn't picked good songs lately then, right?
Yeah. It's been a long time, Keith, since you called in. So yes, what's happening there, Keith?
I've been fighting cancer.
Oh, sorry.
So that's why I haven't been calling in so late. I've been in the hospital for like 9 months.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yes, and I just...
How are you feeling now?
I'm a little weak, losing weight like crazy, but, you know, God is in control.
That's right. I hate to tell you, but it's all in God's hands. That's it.
Yes, and I just want to let you know that I'm back here listening to y'all again, and then know that I would be our number one fan back then.
Well, thank you so much,
that
Keith, for
so
calling
sweet.
In. I appreciate it
Well,
so
you
much.
Take care of yourself, Keith, and we'll pray for you.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
God bless
nice
you,
nice to hear your voice.
Same here.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for
thank
calling,
you.
Keith.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And that's Keith from Winter Garden, Florida.
He's been listening for years.
Yeah, I hope he gets well soon, quick. Yep. So going back what I was saying about the fundraising. The fundraising helps the radio show grow. And the $50 one is, we were hesitating last week, but let me clarify it nice and clear. It's one out of three. So every three people that call in has a shot at the prize. The $50 prize is, again, $75 gift card from Maxi AIDS. And if you don't know Maxi AIDS, it's a great catalog house for the visually impaired and the blind. They have everything from watches. Well, they got all these things, Sheila, you know.
Oh my gosh, it's not just cooking,
phone.
It's bathroom, it's medical
daily
supplies, it's deaf, it's hard of hearing, it's mobility aids. It's not just for blind and visually impaired. It's for everybody.
Yeah,
that
and then
has...
you were even thinking about getting that thing for the television so I might play it so loud.
Yep,
save
my sanity.
Save my sanity, yep. So anyway,
I'll be there,
you get $75 gift card from Maxi AIDS. You get a $20 gift card from Olive Garden, and you get some more coffee from White Cane Coffee, which is a great coffee company. The $100 one is... you put your name in the hat for the ship, and you can go on a ship for two people for 4 days, and it's one out of 15 getting that. So that's what it is, $100 or $50. We would like you to pledge. Certainly need your help. Please do. And right now, I'm going to turn it over to Sheila and Sam Adler, and they can talk a little bit about Victor Reader. But I think the people would like to know a little about Sam Adler, too.
Of course.
Well, all right. I am delighted that I was able to be here tonight because Sam Adler is the Southeast Account Manager for HumanWear. I've met Sam at several events, Braille Challenge and the Festival of Families and convention, so it is my pleasure to introduce Sam. And Sam, tell us a little bit about yourself before we start talking about HumanWare.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, it's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me over. About myself, well, I'm visually impaired. So I'm low vision, so I started losing my sight in 1999. Actually, my first talking watch I bought through MaxiAids. I remember that. It was awesome. Very happy that technology was out there. So then I started working for HumanWare something around 2002-ish. Worked at tech support for a couple of years and then went up the ranks of various positions at HumanWare. I live here in Florida. Loving every minute of it. I just love Florida. And it was 2 years ago, there was a position that opened, and they gave me the opportunity to move here. So originally, I was from Montreal, up north. Pretty cold, right?
Yeah, pretty cold. Big difference.
And for a Canadian to move down to Florida, that's a huge promotion. That's awesome. So I really, really was happy. My wife and I moved down here. We live in the Orlando region. Loving Florida, loving the Southeast. I get to travel Southeast a lot for my work and for pleasure, go to the beach as regularly as we can. So really enjoying every moment. Just love it.
So how long have you been with HumanWare?
Well, that's got to be like 17 years. Yeah, just over 17 years. Yeah. That's a great company. Obviously, I'm biased, you know, but they're very innovative. They're very creative. They're open-minded. They have awesome products. We'll talk about the Victor Reader later on, a very popular product, but great company, good people. They have people everywhere around the world that are working for us, that clients that have our products. I remember when I was at tech support, we'd get clients call in from Australia and from Germany and so on. So people using our products in all kinds of countries, but very, very, very happy to work for HumanWare. Very proud of everything they've done. New stuff that's always coming out, and the products that have been out there for a long time also that have that are very mature and the clients love and users talk about every day. So,
and now HumanWare doesn't just have, for those of you that are listening, and please, if you want to ask Sam any questions, call in 407-894-1680. Of course, my favorite tool that HumanWare has is my Victor Reader Stream, but they have the Braille Note Touch, they have the Prodigy, they have a little bit of everything. So yeah. Sam, describe to some people out there that don't know what a Prodigy or a Prodigy or a Braille Note Touch or whatever, describe to them what tool it is and how it helps people.
So yeah, we have two product lines. We have the low vision product lines and then the blindness product line. So as you mentioned, Victor Reader, that's one of our flagship products, super popular. We have the Victor Reader Stream and the Victor Reader Trek. So there's a little difference between those, the GPS on the Trek and the Victor Reader Stream being the accessible MP3 player. On the blindness side, we also have the Braille Note Touch Plus that's just been released this year. So this is our fifth generation of the Braille Note Touch that's on the market. In development for 20 years, a great product. So it's an accessible blindness product that has Android built in, runs on Keysoft, allows someone to take notes. So it's fully connected, you know, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and so on. It's got 18 or 32 Braille cells so that you can read in. And it's like a small computer. It actually allows you to do your daily things, planners, contacts, taking notes, listening to the radio, for example, recording, going on the web, sending emails, stuff like that. So it's very advanced, but very smart, very intuitive, very simple to use.
And portable.
And portable, that's right. And very popular in school. So we have a lot of kids in schools that are using this product because they're in the classroom, they're reading the same documents that their peers are reading, and they enjoy following the same documents and being able to fill their exams and so on. So the Braille Note Touch is very popular and very much appreciated out there.
Yeah, our students are using the Braille Note Touch right now.
Yeah.
So
it's always great to see a kid using that. And we have professionals. One of the clients that purchased recently a Braille Note Touch Plus is a lawyer. So imagine he's in the court pleading his cause, completely blind, and reading off this device, you know, that's got all the Braille and all his notes, and he's being able to take a side note and preparing a question as he's speaking or listening, you know. So it's awesome to see a device like that that gives so much independence to someone that's blind.
And the low vision products, tell people if you still have some vision that you can use, what does HumanWear have in that area?
Yeah, so there's five products actually. So we have five different screen sizes. The Explore 5 handheld electronic magnifier, very simple, very small, only four buttons to learn, battery operated. It allows you to read things as you're on the go, signing a check or, you know, reading a price tag or so on. So the Explore 5 has a 5-inch screen. Then we have the Explore 8, again, an electronic handheld magnifier with an 8-inch screen. That one has distance viewing. So kids will use that in the classroom to be able to see what's happening on the board up front. So the Explore 5 and 8 are two handhelds. Then there's the Connect 12, which is, an Android tablet that's built on a small stand, has a 12-inch screen, the camera's built in. And that's a very popular device because it collapses down really small. So it's very portable for a student, for example, who's going from one class to the next. Or so the Connect 12 is very, very small and portable. A great product.
Sam, we have a phone call.
Yeah.
From Clearwater, Florida.
Oh,
Eugene, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike, Glenn, Sheila, and Sam.
Yes, hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Question for you. The Victor Reader. How easy is that to operate? I can do great on the computer, but when it comes to small things like cell phones and stuff like that, I have problems.
Well, don't ask Sam, ask me.
Well, Eugene, you said you're good on the computer. So the Victor Reader Stream comes with a software called the HumanWear Companion. You install that on your computer, it's free, and then you connect your Victor Reader Stream to the computer, and then you'll be able to transfer books. You'll be able to.
But you don't have to do that, Sam.
You can do it differently.
Like you he can said he's do good it just computer. With on the Victor Reader.
Absolutely, you can connect it to the Wi-Fi and start downloading right there. Yep.
You don't even have to connect it, Eugene. You just turn on the Wi-Fi connection, have your NLS account in the Victor Reader. You go and search for a book. You hit the confirm key. And it starts downloading, and it's right there.
What's an NLS? Yeah,
I normally don't look for books. I just go by authors.
Ah. Well, you could search for them, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a wonderful tool.
Yeah. Now, is it? You can use it for more than just reading books, right?
Oh, yeah.
Music,
yeah. You can listen
notes.
To the radio show on it in the internet radio.
We have people listening on Victor Reader right now.
Yeah.
On your website, it actually says if you're using a Victor Reader stream, here's how to reach the radio station.
Yep.
So,
you can take notes. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to ACB Radio. You can listen to NFB Newsline. You can listen to everything. So,
as your website, I'd be able to go on your website and find out all the products that you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
I assume it's blind friendly.
It is. Fully accessible. Fully accessible.
I hope
Thank
so.
You for saying that. And Sheila, you mentioned NLS, which is the National Library of Congress.
That's what it is. Okay.
So the National Library of Congress is one of the biggest libraries here in the U.S. And if you're blind or visually impaired, you're allowed to subscribe to their services.
For free.
Yeah, for free. And it gives you access to, I don't know, Sheila, do you know
how
many books?
Thousands of books.
I mean, any books.
You go through about 8 books a week.
Oh, my.
Well
you're good for at least 60 years.
You would love it. You would love it. And I would be happy to help you get through learning how to use it because it's amazing.
Well, thank you for calling, Eugene.
Thank you,
Eugene.
We have a lot of people on the line.
Christine on the line from South Florida. Christine, are you on there? South Florida.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
Where are you calling in from, Christine?
I'm calling from Jupiter.
Jupiter, okay.
I'm calling from Jupiter.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Do you have a question for Sam?
Oh, I thought the HumanWear gentleman was on the line.
Yes,
he's right here.
That's me, Sam.
The HumanWear gentleman.
Okay, yes. Okay. I was just calling to ask what the benefits would be of upgrading from a VR stream first generation to a second?
Oh, awesome question. So, I had the first generation for a long, long time, and I have a story to tell about that. You know, I actually had a small accident with it. So I got the second generation. There's many advantages. It's a bit smaller in size. Battery lasts a bit longer. It's got Wi-Fi. That's the most important thing. That means you can connect to your router at home, and then, like Sheila mentioned earlier, is to start downloading books right away. It supports larger SD cards. You know, so the first generation, we stopped manufacturing that maybe, I don't know, 4 years ago, five. So it's getting old, you know. I think we don't even have the batteries anymore. It's just so old. So you really have to renew it to the newest generation, and you'll love it. The audio is very good, sounds great. The microphone sounds great also. Easy connectivity, easy to use. The same interface that you had, actually.
So thank you for Christine for calling
thank
in.
You. I believe
yeah.
we're going to go
thanks,
to break
Christine.
Now and take more calls.
I'm going to go to break.
Break.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're thank going
you.
To break.
Thank
we'll
you.
Back
nice
talking
with
to you. And we'll talk more to Sam later in the show. We're going right now to the break. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. It seems we got some callers calling in from Mr. Sam Adler.
The
Sam
human
the man.
Wear gentleman.
The human wear guy.
Yes. Call. What's,
Sam, you done started
caller.
Something
Who's
over here.
Caller?
I don't know what you did.
By the way,
you
want to call in?
I know what it
Hold
is.
On.
If you want to call in, everybody's talking right now. The phone number to call in for Blind and Beyond is 407-417. No, I'm getting really confused here. It's 407-894- 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. Who's our first caller?
Let's talk to our friend Dave Hillebrand.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Hello, guys. Hey, how are you? How's it going?
How are you?
How are you doing, Dave?
You sound like you're out of control. This is
So what's happening, Dave?
It's the coffee.
Man, I'm glad that Sam is in the studio because I saw that on your Facebook page that they're having somebody from HumanWare, and a bunch of my friends have been telling me that I need to check out the Victor Reader. Believe it or not, I'm like the only human in America probably that doesn't have one. But I'm anxious to do. I want something that has a decent recorder in it for recording different stuff. I'm a musician, so just like some practices and different stuff. So the Victor Reader, I guess, has a recorder, right?
It does, and it has a built-in microphone, but you can also connect an external microphone and a good quality one. So that way you can control the quality. But the recorders are great. You can record for a long time on these babies. So
What's the difference between that, though, and the? Because I went on your website, and I was wondering what the difference is between that and this. Is it a Stratus 12 or something?
Yes, the Stratus. So the Stratus is a CD player, and it also plays SD cards. It's less of a portable device. So you're better to stick with the Victor Reader Stream or the Victor Reader Trek. Now, the difference between those two is that the Stream is like an MP3 player, you know, an iPod, books, and so on. And the Trek has all that, plus Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and GPS.
I like the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, but I don't really care about the GPS.
Interesting.
Part, so
if you want Bluetooth, you got to go with the Trek. The Stream only has Wi-Fi. The Trek has all three. So that's a big difference.
Is there a monthly thing for using the GPS, or how does that work?
No, GPS is free. It's free. So it's available. Sweet. When you purchase it, there's 32 gigabytes of storage, and you got all the maps of North America installed on it. So you turn it on, it connects to the satellites, which is free forever, and then it just tells you where you are. And as soon as you start walking in a direction, then it tells you how far you are from the intersection, describes the intersection, and so on. Points of interest. You can create routes, do landmarks, and stuff like that. Pretty awesome.
You can get up.
But it can't tell you any restaurants nearby, can it?
Oh, yes, it can.
It can?
It's got all the points of interest for North America built in. You can turn it off if you don't want to hear
it. No,
but
if I'm in an area, and if I say, can you tell me within 1 mile?
Yes.
It'll tell me what restaurants
are. Press and hold digit number 5, and it pulls up the nearest landmarks, and you can choose what category you want for only restaurants or everything. Wow. So there's millions and millions
of
landmarks. Yeah.
Well, thank you. That does sound like it'd be interesting, a good way to go, because I'm not afraid of technology, and I've got an iPhone, and I can do some stuff, but like having it so accessible, like with the buttons, makes it so much easier.
You'll love it.
I want to try to, you know. Maybe the Trek is the way to. Now, can you record on the Trek?
Oh, for sure. Yep. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Next caller. Who's the next caller?
I think Sherry's next.
Sherry, you next, Sherry?
Yeah, we got Sherry from right here in Orlando.
Sherry from Orlando. How you doing, Sherry?
Hello.
Oh, I recognize the voice. Sherry Brun.
Hey.
Ah, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I am an walking, talking advertisement for HumanWare.
Yes,
I love HumanWare. And one of the big reasons that I'm sad I'm not going to be at the NFB convention is I have to miss the HumanWare workshop. And that makes me sad.
And I'll be part of it this year.
I always look forward to it. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's...
I think you just joined last year, too. It was great.
Yeah, the NFB is now doing a low vision section. So I'm doing that first one. And then Peter Tusick and the product manager, Andrew Flatris, they'll be doing the rest of the workshop there. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Oh, cool.
But Sherry, I'm near Orlando, so yeah, we should get together. That'd be cool.
We might have to get him to do a training session and get a bunch of people together so we can get people to look at the Victor Reader and the
Trekker.
I think
it would be really neat to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next thing I want to, I have the Victor Reader second generation, which I love. I don't know how anybody can actually survive without one. I don't know how Dave gets through life without one. I don't understand it.
Dave, you heard it.
It's an It's an essential. You have to have one.
Oh, yeah.
And I also got the Braille Note Touch, and I'm still becoming friends with it.
Oh, that's so cool.
I have the Apex, and I like it, but the Braille Note Touch is, everything is so intuitive.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about HumanWare products, because people tried to talk me into other things when I was going to get the Touch, and I looked at them, and they said, well, this is smaller, this is blah, this. I said, yeah, but it doesn't. It's not intuitive like HumanWare stuff is.
It's designed by the blind for the blind. That's what it is.
Well, thank you, Sherry, for calling in.
Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, and your show specials, are they available to anyone, or do you have to be attending the conventions to get them?
That's a darn good question. I don't know the answer to that. To the show, for sure. But I believe it's only for those that are attending the show.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sherry. Appreciate it. Let's hear right now from Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Robert, you there?
Hey, Michael, how are you doing this evening?
All right, Robert. How's Pennsylvania treating you?
Excuse me?
I said, how's Pennsylvania treating you?
Oh, beautiful sunny weekend, Michael.
There you go.
Awesome. Nice and hot.
I got a bunch of questions for your visitor.
Yes. Hi, Robert.
One, what type of battery does the Victor Reader Stream run on?
Okay, that's a very technical question. 3.7 volts, 1,500 milliamps, and it's a specific battery designed for the device, but it's user replaceable.
That's a good thing.
Is that user a good answer?
We would go back to you to get the replacement battery?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, we have dealers everywhere. And I wanted to mention that, you know. So, for example, Florida, we have Lisa Kretschmer from Florida Vision Technology. She has the battery. She has components. She can sell them to you. She has them in stock, you know. So check out in your area, where's your dealer, your local dealer? They have it. If not, HumanWare, we have it because we manufacture these products. We have the
product. A typical charge on the battery will let that device run for how long?
Over a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the Wi-Fi is the thing that takes a bit more of energy, or the Bluetooth and the
GPS. You really should buy a battery when you get it. Should we get an extra one and keep it?
Yeah. Right. No, I survive a full day. Easy. Yeah.
Next thing, Sheila was talking about going on the Library for the Blind with the Victor Stream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing this device talks.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The talking, is it a single voice? Can you switch between different voices, like male or female?
Yes.
Can you add extra voices later?
Yeah, you can you can definitely swap voices. So the menu has a voice. It's a cappella speech engines. So you have male and female voices. We have, I don't know, I'd say almost 100 different packages of languages and so on. So you're allowed to two voices to install. But remember...
So we would buy that from you.
No, that all comes together. When you buy a Victor Reader Stream, it's all in there. It's ready to go. But remember one thing.
Cool.
When you download a book from the National Library of Congress, the person that's reading is a human voice. So that's really,
I get a lot of books from the Gutenberg site.
Yeah.
And they're either going to be EPUB or text, and I will convert them to an MP3.
Okay. Well, you don't need to.
Software I have.
Yeah, that'll work. But we also have a cappella speech, so remember that speech is really friendly.
You said 32 gig of memory in the device?
Now, for the Victor Reader Stream, the SD card that's provided with it is a 4 gigabyte, but you can extend that up to 64. There's no problem. You can have 5 cards
64.
If you want to.
Okay.
The Victor Reader Trek, that one has 32 gigabytes for the maps only, but it has an SD slot so that you can add an SD card also. So the memory is not an issue. It's just adding cards or using different cards or bigger cards.
And this has a built-in speaker, or you could use an earphone.
Absolutely. Yes.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Does it come in colors?
Oh, that's a common request. No.
I thought you're blind.
Buy yourself a can
of
paint.
I am blind, but I want to look cool.
You will look cool with a Victor Reader
Stream.
All right,
thanks for calling
in,
Robert from Valley
Forge.
That's a funny question. I love that.
Hey, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, listening to this show, wondering, what is this all about? Well, this show is catered, let's put it this way, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Mm-hmm. So if you're sighted, or if you're blind, or if you're visually impaired, that's what this show is for, you to listen and learn. And let's listen a little bit to HumanWare telling us different things about what's going on. That's what this show is all about.
I think that we're educating some people tonight.
Yes, we are. And right now, we're going to do some fun things. We're going to trivia. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
My fault. Wait, my bad. 894. Wrong song. I got excited. I got excited. Yeah, I got excited.
I'm shaking my head.
I'm going.
I'll stick up for you, Sheila.
All right, yeah, because I got real excited for that one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Play her song.
Can I, before you start,
tell why you picked it.
The reason I picked this song is today would have been my mom's birthday.
Aww. Aww.
So. Happy birthday, Mom.
Pretty as a midsummer. Oh, I know who's singing it.
Well, I hope so.
They call her Dawn.
And that was her name.
Dawn?
Yeah.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Singing a song. And by the way, did you get your white cane coffee yet? If not, I'm surprised you didn't order it yet. Best coffee around. You can't beat White Cane Coffee. That's right, White Cane Coffee. Don't forget, all the employees basically are blind or autistic. Most of them are blind. And listen to this one. It's all the coffee is natural, organic, all fresh. So when you get it in, it's all fresh. That's right. When you open up the bag, you'll smell it and say, wow, that's fresh. You liked that, didn't you, Sheila? You liked the coffee? You got it already, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like it?
The French roast is really good.
Everything that's French is good.
Yep. Of course you would say that.
From a French Canadian.
Yeah, the French roast is really good.
You can get French roast. You can get the dark roast. You can get Columbia Supreme. Mm. You can get...
Donut,
that's weak. You can get.
I don't care.
Lynn likes
French
the donut.
No, I'm getting to the big time now. I like French roast.
You like
better.
The French roast?
Yeah, I like it stronger.
And
now.
I like the decaffeinated. The decaffeinated
which
is really unbelievable.
Which doesn't even taste like decaf. It's so good.
So let me tell you something, folks. Don't forget to say when you call in radio to get the 10% discount. You have to say radio. That's the code. Code radio to get a 10% off. Okay. So
somebody's got to know who sings that song.
He's got people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got a lot of people over here that knows this song. Let's go talk to our good friend, Kurt. I don't recall exactly where Kurt calling from. I think he was calling from Bon Appetit, Florida.
Bon Appetit.
Bon Appetit.
Before you say that,
that's a new
never
city.
Been there.
Me neither.
Right now, you have a few lines lit?
Right. I got all the lines
okay,
lit.
So I want to know where they're calling from.
Okay, so I got
bon
Kurt.
Appetit.
We got Sherry from Orlando. We got Debbie from St. Pete. And we got Enoch from Philly.
Oh, Philly. Wow.
All right.
So Enoch from Philly, you got.
But you have to take them in order.
Kurt.
Okay, take them in order. Who's
right,
first?
So we got Kurt. Kurt, where you calling from, Kurt?
Winter Garden.
That's right. Right around the corner.
Kurt from Winter Garden. You're right around
bon
the corner.
Appetit. Bon Appetit. Yeah.
Bon Appetit, Florida.
So, Kurt, who do you think it is, Kurt?
Frankie Valli.
He is 100% right.
Frankie
Valli.
And the Four Seasons.
And the
That's
Four
right.
Seasons.
Congratulations,
you just won
Kurt.
Yourself, listen to this one, a $10 gift card from the best there is, Sonny's Barbecue. You want ribs?
Yeah.
You want
$10
Sonny's Barbecue.
Bon
Barbecue.
Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
You.
That's
See,
why
it pays
I told you
to
he's
listen.
From Bon Appetit, Florida.
It pays to listen. That's right. It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, Kurt, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Don't hang up.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody else?
Well, Sherry.
Oh, yeah, we just spoke.
Sherry, you there?
Nope.
She hung up.
Nope, she hung up.
Enoch from Philadelphia.
Let's go to Enoch from, no. Debbie from St. Pete.
Debbie from St. Pete.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi,
Debbie.
There. How you doing?
Thanks
Michael,
for calling
Lynn,
in. Thank you
Sheila
so much for calling
Sam.
In. But someone else got it already. You weren't first. I'm sorry.
I know. And that one was so easy. I knew it after the first note.
Right. Well, you'll listen to it next one. Maybe you'll see what. Maybe you can get that one.
Okay. And I'm going to call back later with a question for Sam.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And who's next on the line?
All righty. Hold on one moment. Hold on. Tell them hold on one moment. All right, so we're going to do this real quick. Let's go talk to our friend all the way from Winchester, Pennsylvania. I just made that up. I don't know.
I thought he said Philadelphia.
No, he's from Philly.
Winchester.
Yeah. I just wanted to mess with your head because the super football season starting
yeah.
back.
Ooh.
Are you there?
You're not.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Enoch.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
We didn't get in time.
Well, I'm sorry you missed out on it. Some people got before you.
Yep.
Keep on listening. We got a lot more coming up today.
Let me ask this. Are you a true Philadelphian?
Absolutely. I'm sure.
About as good as they get.
Okay. So now here's the rumors that I've heard over the years. I don't know how true it is. I hear Mike, and Mike always say, yes, it is true. But is it really true that Philly fans are really down to the bone and will get on you win or lose?
Hey, we're good to go either way.
Good answer.
Well, thank you for listening and calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
So going back right now.
We have 4 minutes to the top.
Don't forget your white cane coffee. Right now we're going to go back to Sam Adler. Sam Adler, you got to get your white cane coffee.
I should. French roast.
Well, you got your French roast.
That's the one
I'm going to get.
They have a high octane.
When you do, don't forget to say radio. I can't even talk
anymore.
I'm losing my mind.
Give me the number first, then.
It's rodeo and radio and all the above. Don't forget you get your 10% discount.
Are
you
okay over there tonight?
What are you saying?
Because you all tongue-tied.
My tongue is tied. My nose is tied. My head is tied. I'm in great shape.
Too much coffee.
Yeah, that's what it is. Too much coffee.
You need some more of the donut coffee.
Yeah. I don't like the donut coffee. My wife does.
I've graduated, though.
You graduated?
Graduated?
Anyway, I thought we were talking to Sam.
We are. Go back to Sam. Sam.
What's up?
So I'm very impressed.
Now
which one
tongue-tied.
Has the – which – is it Victor Reader or the second one that has the – like, can tell me about the restaurants.
Yeah, the Victor Reader.
The Trek.
So both are Victor Readers.
No, but it's called Trek?
Yeah, Victor
like
Reader
Trek.
So Victor Reader Trek.
Uh-huh.
So if Lynn and I go out and she's driving around, I say, what's in a – I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I say to her, which I do many times.
This is not Alexa. You hold it, the button yeah. down.
You're
I'm
pushing
not talking
hold
about
five.
Alexa. Okay. I'm talking about Victor Reader Trek.
Yeah, it'll give you
who
the landmarks.
Who
Kathy. Excuse us. Who?
Kathy. I got a Kathy from St. Augustine who wanted to give you guys a shout out.
Oh, okay. One second. Yep. I'm just finishing. So this restaurant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Anywhere, I can do it anywhere.
Yes.
Within like, it's
so
just give me 1 mile radius.
So it pulls it up and then you can find, you can get directions to it. You can get the phone number.
We have a call on the line. Kathy from St. Augustine. Kathy, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi Kathy from St. Augustine.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. I had a question. So the Victor Reader Stream, the new one, how come only it can only have 32 gigabyte SD cards? Why not higher?
I've used mine with a 64. I guess you just got to find the right one, you know? So there's some cards that are less quality that won't work. So
gotcha.
I know Kingston, for example, really good. There's a few good makes out there. You don't want to buy the cheap ones, you know? You want the Class 10 that are faster. So that'll work good for you. But then 32 is your safe. It always works.
Kathy, did I meet you when I went to St. Augustine?
Yeah, you did. I'm still waiting for my shout out.
Oh, you
didn't get a shout out? I'm sorry.
Wait.
She gave you one at the beginning
of
the show.
Cassie. Michael, you told me Cassie.
It wasn't Cassie. It was Kathy.
Emily, Anthony, and Cassie, I thought you said.
C-A-S-S-I-E.
I did. I said it in the beginning, yes.
Well, I definitely didn't hear it.
Well, let's shout out to her.
Well, shout out again.
Hey, Cassie.
Hey, Cassie.
Cassie, what's up, Cassie?
That's a double shot of espresso.
Hey, you got double. Yeah.
We're glad you're out there, Cassie.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Tune in next week, too, okay? Tune in next week. You'll have fun. Okay. That was nice.
Yep.
Oh, we're
sweet.
Going to the top of the hour in just a minute.
We're going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up the second hour.
Yep.
Don't go away. Maybe I'll screw up again. Who knows? You're listening to The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Sam Adler. I'm here with my co-host, what's her name? Sheila Young, otherwise known as Sheila Old. I'm here with my fabulous wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.